Is Mark Klein an artist or an entertainer? Well, you got me. Tell you what, I'll list a few of the guy's creative adventures, then talk to him and let you decide. Waynesboro native Mark Klein is perhaps best known for creating sizable and fanciful objects, dinosaurs, elephants, all kinds of monsters, out of fiberglass. But he's also become a go-to prop guy in theatrical circles. Alice Cooper once commissioned a skull. And Klein just got back from seeing the 14 fiberglass toilet bowls he created at his Natural Bridge studio, performing the Broadway revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, alongside Daniel Radcliffe, the actor formerly known as Harry Potter. I started my conversation with Mark Klein by asking him how come he turned out as Mark Klein.
Well, if you got a minute, and it might take a little more, but when I was a kid in school, I really struggled with the academics. Didn't realize it until I got older that it was a bad case of ADHD, and I still have it. But back then, in the early 60s, they didn't really know how to label you. They just threw you in the dumb class. And I say that affectionately because here I was in this class with a bunch of these other guys, and they had learning disabilities. It was kind of embarrassing to be there. But when I did get my way back into the normal classes, quote-unquote normal, it was still a struggle, and I felt I needed to do something to avert the attention from my struggles. And so what I would do is
academics.
Right. So anytime I'd be asked to go up to a blackboard and do some work up there, I would crack into a character. When I used to play hooky, I'd stay home and watch all these. The 60s, it was the Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres, the Andy Griffith Show. Now, you know I'm Deputy Fife up here, and I'm trying to do this work, and I just got to nip it in the
Barney.
Bud. You know, and that was one of them, and everybody seemed to like it.
So
then I started getting, I got called up to do the things on the blackboard, and it worked in reverse. The teachers wanted to hear me do these characters, and so anyway, to make a long story even longer, I started becoming these characters, and characters needed props. So I started making my own props, and as I was starting to make my props, then, it led into more of a professional thing.
If I sing a song, will you sing along? If I sing a song, will you sing along? If I sing a song, will you sing along? Or should I just keep singing right here by myself?
Does Mark Klein consider himself an artist? He was quoted in a 2006 Washington Post article called Jurassic Lark as saying, "I'm not considered a real artist by other artists. But neither was Norman Rockwell. Neither was Walt Disney. It doesn't bother me." Mark Klein appears to be like Popeye in that he unapologetically is who he is and does what he does. And Klein says he began figuring what that should be shortly after graduating from high school.
I wasn't much academic material, so there was no college in the plans for me. And I didn't know exactly what to do with myself. I wasn't really military material. I was living in Gypsy Hill Park over in Stanton, kind of as a bum. The one thing I learned from my 11th grade teacher was to keep a journal. So I was very good about doing that. And I found it very, very therapeutic to do such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on one of the benches one day, and I thought, if I really need to do something, I just can't be a bum all my life. So I wrote this thought down. That I was, what do I want out of life? Well, what does anybody want? We want contentment or happiness. Well, how am I going to find this elusive happiness? I came to the conclusion right then and there that the only way to truly find happiness is to help other people. And this was, a profound thought for me at the time. I was, about 19. And when I had this thought, the next step was, well, now where do I go from here? Well, I need a job. And so I folded up my journal and I hitchhiked into Waynesboro, went into the employment office, said, I need something. They said, we don't have anything. And I said, well, okay. And I was on my way out the door. My hand was on the doorknob and a lady was on the phone and said, we have something. I said, I'll take it.
Hallelujah.
Well, what it was at a small place called Red Mill Manufacturing where they make these little pecan shell resin polyester type little statues. You've probably seen them on coffee tables and things. So I went there, and after a couple of weeks, the owner, he wanted me to stay after. He wanted to show me something with some of this resin. He showed me how to make a mold of my hand. Now, he didn't have to do this, but he saw that I had something. And I said, wow, I can make all kinds of stuff out of this after I popped the hand out of the mold. He says, you sure can. Here's a 5-gallon bucket. Go home and play with it.
You're kidding.
All through life, there's been all these little things that have popped up. I guess you can say I Forrest Gumped my way through life.
Oh, what a wonderful way for you to describe your life. I understand another huge influence on you has been Dinosaur Land, which, in case anybody doesn't know, is a wonderful roadside attraction up around Stephen City in the northern Shenandoah Valley. And it's basically some absolutely fabulous statues of dinosaurs, quite a few of which are yours, that sit around in a field looking ferocious. So, if you would, tell us your history with Dinosaur Land.
Dinosaur Land was a big influence. It's been there since, I believe, the early 60s when I was growing up. My grandparents lived up in Baltimore, and that was the route up to them. So we would ride in the old station wagon, and we'd see these places along the side of the road. And this one place, Dinosaur Land, and we'd stop there sometimes and go look at the dinosaurs. And they were very crude looking, but they were... That was our dinosaurs at the time. You know, they didn't have to be accurate looking. They were just big and they were scary and mean looking, and we just loved it. When I was about 11 or 12 years old, my dad and I were driving back from Baltimore, and I asked him if he would pull over and go to Dinosaur Land. He said it was closed. And I said, well, it didn't matter. I really wanted to look at these dinosaurs. So he pulled over, and we went up to the fence, and I looked through the fence, and I said, you know what, Dad? I'm going to build these one day. And he looked down at me and said, if that's what you want to do, son, there's nothing that can stop you. Now, that was odd for my dad to say that kind of thing. My dad's a great man, but he's not really the Andy Griffith type of person, you know. But he said that, and that resonated with me. So I learned at that point that nothing that a child asks is unimportant to them. So as a father, I try to learn that lesson from myself. So then I grew up and started building dinosaurs for different places, and then Dinosaur Land contacted me. It's kind of like full circle. You know, I've done about 20 dinosaurs for them and probably 400 of them all around the world.
Is Mark Klein an entertainer? Well, he is a bit unusual for an artist in that he's happy to have people watch him work, which, again, according to that aforementioned Washington Post article, enables him to indulge his inner ham and entertain folks. I have heard your art described, I think I read it described by you as tacky art. Is that right? What does that mean?
Tacky's fun, and there are a few rules to follow. I don't really have to be within the parameters. I can do what I want to do and have fun at it. And as long as, I mean, I don't care what they call it, as long as it creates a smile on somebody's face.
Do you have something you consider your masterpiece?
It's still in me. I think you're going to hear that from most artists. It hadn't come out yet.
Are you still having fun?
If I don't have fun, there's no reason for me to get up. You know, if you're not enjoying your life, if you're not having fun with it, find something that you're going to enjoy doing, because life is very, very short. And whatever you do, try to help someone else along the way, because that's what it's really, really all about. I mean, all these things that I can do mean nothing, absolutely nothing, unless somebody else benefits from it.
Give me five.
All right.
Thank you, Mark Klein.
Thank you.
Mark Klein does what he does at his Enchanted Castle studio in Natural Bridge. There's a link to that at WMRA.org.